Hello and welcome to this episode of the Radlett Prep Podcast. This podcast is produced and put together by members of the Radlett Prep Podcast Club. First of all, this week we have an interview with Mr. Pillinger.
When are you ready, Dylan?
Good morning, Mr. Pillinger. How are you?
Morning, Dylan. I'm very well, thank you. Morning, Advay, as well.
So we have some questions for you.
Okay.
So one is, when did you join the school?
Oh my goodness, I joined the school before you were born, even before Mr. King was born, almost, not quite, but the year 2000. So you can work out how long I've taught here. So the year 2000, yeah. A long time.
What's your favourite sport?
What do you mean, to play or to coach or to teach?
To play.
I used to play a lot of badminton. Badminton was my favourite sport, so that was my number one. But I also love football and cricket. All sports, probably, they're probably my top
three. As well.
Teaching, I enjoy teaching cricket because it's normally nice and warm and sunny out there.
Yeah.
In the summer, and I enjoy teaching athletics as well because they're sports I enjoy.
Which is your favourite thing about our school?
The favourite thing about the school? That's a really good question. I think the history, I think the tradition, I think the children every day. I've taught many, many children here, and that every child is different and unique. So I think it's the children and the history and tradition of Radlett Prep.
Okay. Where did you come to this school, before?
What school was that before?
No. You come to that...
No, I didn't. I wasn't a pupil here, no. Okay. No.
What is your favourite position in football?
My favourite position? Well, I used to play right midfield, so... the number 7 shirt, that was always my number, so I enjoy playing right midfield, crossing it, like, a bit like Trent does now for Liverpool. That's probably my favourite position.
What's your favourite position in cricket?
Cricket, batsman, number 4, number 5 batsman, because you can get a bit more freedom there and you can start hitting a few shots, so that's probably like my position.
How long have you managed the middle and upper school?
Well, I'm sort of acting in that role at the moment until Mrs. Collins is back, and I did it for about 5 years before that, and then I had about 3 years where I wasn't doing that, so all in all about 6 years, I would say.
How long have you been a sports teacher for?
Well, when I went to university, that's what I did. I trained as a PE teacher, sports teacher, and I taught in Cannons Park. Do you know Cannons Park in Edgware? I used to teach down there when I first started teaching. So all in all, probably about 25, 26 years, I would say.
What's your favourite subject?
Other than sport, wow, that's a good question. I do like history, so even on TV, I always try and watch anything to do with history programmes or anything like that. So I watch quite a lot of things like that, the Vikings at the moment. That's not really into the Vikings.
The final question is, have you worked at any other schools, and if you have, which ones?
Yeah, so I worked I first started teaching at Cannons Park High School in Edgware. And I've taught at some schools in Luton as well before I started teaching here. So that's my career right there.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, boys. Really nice to talk to you. Thank you, Mr. King.
Thank you.
The Year 4s also had Greek Day. This was a workshop given courtesy of Portals to the Past. Here's Dan, who was giving the workshop, to explain a little bit more about what they were doing.
Today we were looking at the history of the ancient Greeks from the Bronze Age right the way through to the Hellenistic period and up to the Roman invasion. So when I say the Bronze Age, it was kind of the late Stone Age, early Bronze Age. But we go through every time zone of the Greeks, as it were. So we go through the good old the people who living in what we now call Crete, the Minoan civilization. Then we have the mainland Greece, which were the Mycenaeans, and I then explained about the war in Troy and the fact that there were no such thing as Trojans or Greeks then, and how the classical Greeks are the ones who kind of were fascinated by their own history but didn't have archaeologists and didn't have the same historians we have today, the quality we have today. They didn't have the evidence that we have today, so they kind of mixed everything up a bit, which is where you get a lot of mythology from. And also the fact that the Greeks were very eclectic in that they borrowed stories from all over the place. For instance, we did some reconstructions. We had a boy who was... I got a boy and a girl up and said, right, you're a farmer called Deucalion, and you're his wife, Pyrrha. You've all heard this story. That's a big chorus. No, we haven't. So, yeah, you have. and they get a visit from a god. In some, this is the irritating thing, in some versions it's Poseidon, in some it's Zeus. But this farmer and his wife get a visit from a god, who basically said, and I say to the kids, like, you all know this story. No, they say, no, you do know, you know this story. And it illustrates that Greeks are kind of pinched up from all over the place. Now, the god gives them a warning. This god, whether it's Zeus or Poseidon, the stories vary, says, I've had enough of the human race, I'm going to wipe them off the earth. I like you too, because you're so pious, because you're so nice, you get to be saved. However, follow this advice. Build a big boat, put all your animals in it, because I'm sending a flood.
Yeah.
And the kids are, oh, yeah, Noah's Ark. So, yeah, yeah. And that kind of shows that the Greeks are borrowing stuff from all over the place. They were literally borrowing, they were borrowing their stories from other cultures, much earlier cultures. And I also had the Greek star systems put up, all the star systems known to the Greeks. And I say, does anyone know anyone called Zoe? And a couple of them put their hands up. I said, well, Zoe means life. It's a very old name, meaning life. It's Greek. And I said, if you put that together with Discus or Diakos, Zodiakos, you get Zodiac. And so the this circle of star constellations around the Earth, the Greeks called it the Zodiac, the living circle of things. And but they pinched that as well. Pinch out from the good old-fashioned Babylonians. The Babylonians had 13 Zodiacs. The Greeks didn't like the idea of 13, so they focused on 12. And then the Romans pinched that from the Greeks. What kind of annoys me is everyone says, oh, the Romans pinched everything from the Greeks. Yeah, well, the Greeks lifted everything from everybody else.
Yeah,
every civilization's done it to everybody else. And everybody kind of, they lift the story and put their own spin on it.
Yeah.
And this is the interesting thing.
Kind of goes right through to storytelling even now, doesn't it? You know,
it does.
Sort of takes other things, don't you?
But one of the things I do say to the kids is, you know, when you look at modern authors, people like J.K. Rowling, they all pinch from mythology. But when you look at mythology and the ancient civilizations, they pinch from much earlier people.
Yeah.
So everybody pinches stories from it. And there is no such thing as a new story. Even when you look at the original Star Wars film, it's a young farmer who rescues a princess from something evil. And that's like an age-old story. So
Absolutely.
So it's kind of interesting. But I try and tie it in as much to the children as possible. I try and tie it in so they have a... I try and tighten so there's a familiar kind of theme. I try and make it as relevant to them as possible, you know, not in terms of language. For instance, as they were leaving, I said, in Alexandria, the Greeks had this hall, and they actually believed that humans were inspired by these spirits called muses, and the muses would visit them, whisper ideas. You have a muse of art, you have a muse of dance, you have a muse of theatre. And these things, and science, and they give people ideas, they whisper ideas, literally it's spiritual inspiration.
Mm.
And these muses, the Greeks believed in wholeheartedly. Not all did, but many did, especially in the Hellenistic period. So they had this great big hall put up, the Hall of the Muses, or Museum.
Yeah.
Where we get the word museum from.
Okay.
So there's a lot in our, we owe an awful lot to them, and I think that's kind of important in the curriculum, that how much we owe to the Greeks. And this morning I said one in every four or five words we use today come from the Greek. And
you see that in other languages as well, though, don't you? Because even things like Latin and,
yeah,
you know, because my wife's from Brazil and they speak Portuguese. And so there's certain words that are common, and even in French and stuff like that as well, you see certain words that go across the languages that come from...
It's really interesting, and sometimes you get like a fly in the ointment, like the Basque people in Europe, they're like, their language is not related to anything. They're almost like, they've kind of grown and progressed separately with their language.
Yeah.
But now it's really, really interesting, I think it's fascinating how much we can tie in. One of the things I said today, you know, one thing I found out recently is sarcasm. Is from the Greek. It literally means, it comes to the word, I think, sarcasmos, which is literally to flay the flesh of someone's bones with your words.
Mm.
It's the same root as when you get a stone box that eats the flesh, a sarcophagus.
Oh, I see.
Sarcophagus and sarcasm. And the kid's like, oh, and it's kind of, but I also like to go a bit kind of cross-curricular as well. We kind of get into science and astronomy, and we talk about time and our current understanding of time, which is so confusing.
Yeah. It's hard to teach.
Especially with Key Stage 2, I try to make everything I do, I try to over-illustrate everything. Mm. So with time, I have a tape measure, and each year is a centimetre.
Yeah.
I say, that's how long you've been on the Earth, and that's your age in centimetres. we stretch it, this is 50 metres, so we stretch it over
at
least 4,000 years. You know, so it's 4,000 years compared to your age.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, would you like to see a million years? And they say, well, yeah, yeah. I say, well, I haven't got a tape measure long enough.
No.
So you'd need 10 kilometres or 6 miles to a million centimetres. And that's just 1 million.
Yeah.
If you go back to the age of the dinosaurs and the tape measure stretches from here to France, they're like, you what? And I say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, but it, again, it's visual, because especially with Key Stage 2, I find as a visitor, try to be as visual as possible.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks
very much. Thanks. So, boys, what is it you're doing?
So, what we're doing is we're doing this sheet.
Yeah.
It's actually a green quiz.
Yeah.
Of what we're doing. There is 8 boards.
Yeah.
And we need to try to find every board.
Okay.
The person who comes in first place is gonna get 3 hours points.
Yeah.
The one in second is gonna get 2 hours points.
Brilliant. And this board is about
one,
who?
And the one in third gets, and the one in third gets 1 house point.
And the one in fourth gets a thumbs up and nothing.
Brilliant. Are you enjoying it today? So?
Yes.
Excellent.
And
lovely
all the answers are hidden in the text.
Brilliant. Lovely. Trace, would you be happy to just tell us what you're doing today?
So it is a Greek day, and we're doing a quiz on Greek mythology and myths. So we have to do questions which answers are on the boards, they're hidden.
Yep.
And it says, for example, who is the Greek goddess of victory? The Greek goddess of victory is Nike.
See, and what have you enjoyed so far today most?
I enjoyed when he scared us at the beginning, because he thought he was pretending to be a god, and then he just stood still for 10 minutes, and then he went, oof.
So scared you a bit?
A bit.
But you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Good, excellent. Have fun.
Finally this week, we have a book review by Niamh and Ashton.
Holes, 5-star rated book.
What is it about?
This book describes a boy's life when he is wrongly accused of stealing a fancy pair of shoes. His name is Stanley Yelnat, and if you read it backwards, it is the same name, which, if you would like to know, the word is to describe this is a palindrome.
He makes new friends at Camp Green Lake. Stanley goes on an amazing adventure, and Stanley discovers amazing things. The boy goes to a camp, and he learns about discipline and hard work.
Why is this book special?
This book is so special because when you pick the book up, you can't put it down. It is so intriguing. I have read it multiple times, and I love it, so you will too.
Who are some of the characters?
At Camp Green Lake, Stanley makes friends which include Zigzag, Squid, Armpit, Twitch and Magnet.
Who is the camp run by? It is run by the Warden, Mr. Sir and Mr. Pendansky.
Who wrote this book?
Louis Secker wrote this book, and he has written many other books which have been sold worldwide. I would recommend reading lots of books by Louis Secker. He is an amazing author.
Thank you for listening to our book review about Holes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and we will see you on the next episode. Bye.